This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 102.9.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher, Teddy Peterson. Say, the International Air Guitar Championships were recently held in Finland. The winner received an invisible title belt, an invisible check for $100,000, and is currently on his tour bus getting busy with upwards of a dozen invisible groupies. Now silence, silence, I say, for can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
Gas to go from Sonic 102.9.
I got Wade on the phone over here. Wade, there were a couple of people up there at the Sonic Boom this weekend, huh?
Holy cow. You know, I never really got the full scope of it because I was right up front near the stage for most of the show. But
yeah.
But yeah, I can imagine 14,000 people crowding into that lot was pretty crazy.
It was, what did we have last year? Like maybe just right around 10,000. So I think we had almost 5,000 more people up there this year. And
that's
yeah,
a whack load more
it
people.
It was crazy. That was a good time though. Like I mean, Sonic Boom last year was my favorite day of 2009. My favorite day of 2010, definitely the latest Sonic Boom, and I've still got the party throat from it. So,
I'm still nursing that.
Yeah. What was the highlight for you?
Well, you know that Green Man. I'm not sure what to think about him. What do you think about those costume guys?
I saw that guy surf that crowd 2 dozen times, I think.
Yeah.
We should find out who were you, Green Body Stocking Man? Who were you? Call the show today. Let's find out what makes you tick.
I had a problem with that guy. Right before the Rise Against concert, he took his mask off. It's the most disappointing thing I'd ever seen. It was like a superhero taking his mask off.
It was like seeing Mickey Mouse without his head on.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. And he's having a smoke and eating a sub or something like that. And you're like, whoa, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of respect there.
But apparently he wasn't the only one. There was a blue. I didn't see the other guys. I only saw the green guy.
No, I saw the red and the yellow guy there, too.
Oh, but I saw that green guy come over top that crowd I don't know how many times.
But he was going crazy.
Let's find out, who were you?
That's right.
Okay, Wade, you have a good day today, and thanks for the call.
Too,
hey, and thanks for coming to Sonic Boom.
It's a Sonic podcast.
I'll tell you, you guys did an amazing lineup. That was pretty good, but we were in the VIP section. This is my experience, is that people forgot there was actually a concert going on. Like, nobody was really paying attention, right?
Yeah,
it was really messed. It was really messed. Until Weezer came up. Then they got all kind of crazy and stuff, but...
Well, see, that's the thing. You were miffed that the people in the VIP, like in the VIP beer garden, were just kind of having a party back there.
Oh, yeah.
And not a pay... But why would that bother... How does that affect you?
Well,
because there were
like
still...
People, like, when we were standing there trying to watch it, girlfriend and I, and people are talking about Facebook and stuff like that, I'm going, wow, what the hell?
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah,
the worst part about it all, though, is that when some dude, well, douchebag, I like to call him, jumped off the picnic table and took my girlfriend into the ground...
Was he one of those two guys? There are a couple of great big guys in there with no shirts on.
Yeah. They were in that crowd.
Was it one of those guys?
I'm sure it was, but all I know is that we missed the rest of the concert by going to the hospital and stuff like that.
What?
Hell yeah, because, like, this guy, he, like, dove. Like, I'm about 6 foot tall, and when he went by me, he was that up by, I don't know, my neck or my shoulder there, and took the girlfriend right down. We're just standing there enjoying the concert.
Wow.
Next, you know, we're going to the hospital. I like to thank that douchebag for, you know. But anyways, regardless, you know, the concert was really good. Don't get me wrong.
No. What part of the, what time of night was it when you guys had to get out of there to go to the hospital?
Well, just when Against Me came up.
Rise Against,
Rise Against, yeah.
So you got to see Weezer.
We got two songs, and next, you know, I was dragging her out of there because it got crazy, eh?
Yeah, I wandered back into the VIP section a few times to go grab a beer and just hang out and visit. And it was a party atmosphere back there. I got no problem with that. I really don't. Yeah. You're at a festival, and when you're at a festival, not every band, you don't need to check every box beside every band. Not everybody loves every band. So you go back there and you visit and you party a bit. That doesn't bother me at all. I guess there's still like 12,000 people out in front of the stage watching the show. And maybe 2,000 or 3,000 back in the VIP section, right?
Yeah, right.
So,
but you see, that's the thing is that we tried going into the mid section there to check it out, but then we ended up having not too bad of seats where we were. That's why we went back to where we were,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
But once again, don't get me wrong, it was awesome. But you know, you're always going to have idiots. But to try to intentionally hurt somebody, well, yeah. What's going on? All I'm saying is to all the Sonic boys and girls. And just to the bad ones, like, what the hell, man? That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's all he's saying. How's your girlfriend?
She's still at home now. Like, this is her second day off of work now, and she's really banged up pretty good.
What? Like a broken arm? Or?
No. She didn't get anything broken, just really badly hurt, like her hip, her neck, her forehead. Like, this guy really put her in the ground pretty hard.
It's gas to go from Sonic 1029.
Hey, it's Graham, the Slurpee repairman.
I met you at Sonic Boom this weekend.
Yes, you did.
Standing in the massive beer line.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, now when I ran into you at, what time was that? Like maybe 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Something like that.
I think
maybe even earlier.
Yeah, Bad Religion hadn't gone on yet. And you were down to your final $10.
Yeah.
How did you make do with your, what did you do with your final $10?
I think I spent more money on beer.
Good for you. Good. What'd you think, Graham?
It was awesome. I'm looking forward to next year already.
Yeah, well, and it's, I was just saying to somebody else off air here, maybe it was on the air, I'm just losing track of what I'm doing, but
yeah.
We put 14,675 Sonic boys and girls through there this year, and that, when you're able to do that, it does mean good things for next year. It means that Union Events is able to put some money in the bank, and it means it looks good that we'll be able to do it again next year.
Oh yeah,
doing a festival is if you stumbled upon $1 million, a new concert festival would be the last place I recommend you invest that money. It's, you're not really guaranteed a solid return, but you know, it's things are looking good. We'll just say that.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was a blast, especially when I got to meet the Arkells.
You did, hey, good for you.
Yeah, that Blackberry thing they had all around there. They hooked me up going backstage to go see the Arkells.
Yeah, and nice guys, hey.
Oh yeah, they're just awesome.
Just good Canadian boys. We should tell some stories from the Sonic All Star RV where. You know what? I'll get Bryce in here a bit later on, and we'll tell some of the backstage stories of what we witnessed watching these artists interact with each other backstage.
Gas to go. Sonic.
What a lot of people don't know is that just shortly before that, when everybody's backstage, Brian Bell from Weezer and Rivers Cuomo were in our little Sonic All-Star RV broadcast center.
That's right. Lane was interviewing them.
And those guys... We're in the middle of a fight.
Oh, man. I was in that RV with Lane. I was helping out, making sure everything got signed. And it was like when your parents had a bad fight.
Oh.
And your mom would be in one part of the house, your dad would be in the other, and you're just in the middle, just living in tension.
This RV that All-Star gave us, there was a bedroom at the back of it. You could close the door off on it.
That's right.
And Rivers sat in there while Brian Bell sat in the couch up front. And Rivers only came out once the interview started.
Yeah, and even then, when they were sitting on the couch just waiting for the final seconds for the interview to start, there was no talking.
No.
No, there was no. And Brian Bell was a cranky man.
Was he?
Oh, geez. Our boss, Al Ford, came into the RV at one point and shook his hand. And Al had been holding a beer, so his hand was a little wet from the beer. And Brian shoots his hand in the air and goes, "I need a towel." I was like, "I don't. We don't have any towels. I'm pretty sure it's just from his beer." And he went, "Oh, I guess I'll live."
So, yeah, there was a lot of tension backstage right before Weezer went on stage, but you couldn't tell that from watching the show.
No, maybe they warmed up afterwards.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
It's kind of interesting. I was fortunate enough that I had one of the passes where I could go right back to the working area behind the... they had an artist's tent set up back there with a buffet.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, did you not go back there?
No, I wasn't invited to that.
Oh, wow, it was good. They had all this food in those buffet, stainless steel warming trays, whatever you call it. So,
yeah.
And it was cool because I got to sit at a great big table and I could have reached right behind me and slapped the guys from Weezer, slapped the guys from Bad Religion. And it was funny because everybody's sitting around and plowing through all this food except for Tim from Rise Against because they were out of vegetarian lasagna.
He's a vegetarian.
Oh, the guys from Rise Against are hardcore.
They're all in PETA and all that.
Yeah. So there wasn't... And what a nice guy.
He is crazy nice.
Tim from Rise Against, honest to God, I would have to think top three one of the nicest rock stars you will ever bump into.
He remembered my name, and that almost never happens.
Yeah. Like, just cool guys. So.
It's a podcast from Sonic 1029.
Talking about Sonic Boom this weekend?
Yeah.
I was at Sonic Boom this weekend. I'm the one that asked to bring the beer bong to Sonic Boom this weekend.
I remember you. Did your mom look after your beer bong while you were at Sonic?
Yeah, she did. And then she felt bad I couldn't bring it to Sonic Boom, so she let me bring it to Sunday dinner.
Hang on a second here. Let's just quickly go. Well, you know what? We don't have time to go to the replay room, but you called me Friday morning going, I'd love to bring my Sonic Boom. Is that on the, I would love to bring my beer bong to Sonic Boom. Is that on the list of approved items? And I said, are you high? Do you really think they're going to let you bring a beer bong to Sonic Boom?
I thought I'd ask.
And then
I did get the shotgun of beer in the VIP beer gardens though. So that was two thumbs way up.
Okay, good. Well, what's your first name?
Pardon?
What's your first name?
Charisse.
And then you and your mom had Sunday dinner and took a few pulls off the beer bong?
Well, my mom didn't, but she let us bring it.
Oh, okay, good.
But, Sonic Boom was awesome. I had a blast this year.
What was the highlight for you?
Seeing Rise Against again was awesome and Bad Religion. But I think laughing at all the people who got way too drunk and... stay for the whole thing.
You have to, when you go to Sonic Boom or any festival, let's use Sonic Boom as the example here though, because it's still fresh in our minds. What you need is you need to get yourself a mentor like me.
Yeah.
A few months in advance, because I have a PhD in buzz management.
Yeah, all these amateurs, they don't know what hit them.
That's right.
It's too little too late.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
The Garner Andrew Show podcast.
I would like to discuss something that kind of traumatized me at Sonic Boom.
Oh, sure.
So you know how they had like the left and the right of the crowd separated?
Uh-huh.
In between Weezer and Rise Against, I was standing close to that barricade.
Yeah, there was they'd fenced off an aisle that ran right up the middle of the crowd.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And a girl with her boyfriend kind of walks over and pushes their way to that fence. And she talks to the security guard and she says, "Listen, I really have to pee. Can I leave through here and you can let me back in so I don't lose my spot for Rise Against?"
Oh, no. I think I might know where this is going.
Oh, it's going there.
Oh, no.
And so he says no. And I'm kind of just standing there with my girlfriend, and then all of a sudden my girlfriend kind of like gasps and says, "We have to leave right now." And I hear pouring water.
Oh.
I look over, and she's got herself blocked by her boyfriend. He's kind of standing in front, giving like the protection.
Oh, God.
And she's got her jeans down to her knees, and she's kind of squatting, peeing on the fence. And as soon as I hear that, I make eye contact with her. And I felt a splash. So I had to get the hell out of there. And then as we left, everybody else is sort of like, "Oh, we got to fill the gap. Look, we got a little better spot. We're just going to move up a little bit."
And then they're like, "Oh, my God, I wish I wouldn't have worn flip-flops."
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast. Available for free at sonic1029.com.
Hey, Crystal, did you have a good weekend?
I really did. I'm really sad I didn't get to go to Sonic Boom, though. It sounded like a blast again.
Yeah, what did you do?
I went camping for my boyfriend's cousin's 30th birthday.
A birthday camping trip.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Those hardly ever end in an emergency room.
Well, when we went houseboating, it was really, really close to ending in the emergency room.
Yeah, or at the bottom of Shuswap Lake, but... So, you had a good weekend, though, Crystal?
I really did, but I was going to call and say, you don't really sound like you're feeling very well. Either you're catching a cold or you lost your voice at the boom.
Well, it was a combination of both. Like, last week, I was sick already, leading into Sonic Boom. And I was losing my voice, and then yelling at the top of my lungs all day on Saturday was a giant setback in vocal dynamics. So it's a little scratchy today, almost irritating to the point that I'm sure that people are like, I can't listen to this anymore.
Well, no, I just feel bad for you. I was like, oh, poor Garner.
Do not feel bad for me, Crystal. Do not feel bad for me, because you know what? Just got a nice little pay bump. I'm now making $14.25 an hour. I'm doing okay.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder if people probably go, wow, I thought he was doing better than that. I wonder if people believe that.
I know I don't, but...
We should. You know what I was talking to somebody about over the weekend at Sonic Boom?
Uh-huh.
He said you need to bring back how much money do you make?
Yeah, that would be fun.
I liked that feature where people called in and talked about their jobs and then bragged about how much money they did or did not make.
Well, you know what, though? That you guys have a lot of young listeners who maybe, you know, need to start thinking about career paths. And, you know, like if
I'm sort of like, I'm radio dad. I'm your radio dad. I'm the one that's going to tell you, you need to find a job that brings you happiness, not a big paycheck, that kind of stuff.
How about both?
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know in the work that I do, I was recently looking for a new job, and I went to a few interviews, and they're like, oh, well, the pay starts at $13.75 an hour, and I'm like, I have to leave now. Goodbye.
Really? Are you doing okay, Crystal?
I make well over $20 an hour. So.
Good for you. Good. See, we just did a little how much money do you make right there.
Yes.
The only problem is you only work 3 hours a week.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
The Gas to Go podcast.
Just working.
Do you have a good job?
You know, some people would think not. I'm a custom crowd cleaner.
A what?
A custom crowd cleaner.
A custom corral cleaner?
Yeah, feed lots and dairies and such like.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat job.
It is, actually.
That's a pun that I just dropped on you right there. A pun.
Yeah.
So, or maybe a little wordplay. Some people really find puns and wordplay funny. Personally, I do not.
No. Especially ones like that. You hear them all the time.
So... Are you calling for how much money do you make?
You betcha.
Do you like that feature, or does it make you uncomfortable?
I actually like it.
Okay.
It's a good comparison.
Yeah, I think everybody secretly wants to know what the guy in the car next to him is making. And
yeah,
so as a custom corral cleaner, cleaning out feedlots and barnyards and that kind of thing, barns, how much money do you make?
$25 an hour.
How many hours do you work in a week?
About 12 to 14 hours a day, 6 days a week.
So I can't do that kind of math. How much money are you pulling in? Your monthly paycheck, what are you making?
About $6,000.
Good for you for shoveling ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.